views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. So I've been using this radio show as a vehicle to have people call in and experience what it's like just to feel instant relief when you track the energetic weaknesses that are really bothering you and that are causing the problems that the underlying problems that you're having. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. I've been very fortunate traveling around the world, meeting some really, really cool people. And my guest today is a very good friend of mine and an amazing energy practitioner, Karen Campbell-Benton. She's a certified body talk practitioner, a UN method master and instructor, certified acute care nurse practitioner, and she's also a mother. Karen is the owner of Intuitive Living, providing private and group sessions and seminars to connect each and every person to their infinite potential. We as humans only tap into a fraction of our infinite potential to live limitless, disease-free, joyful lives, and Karen strives to bring the latest in science, alternative therapy, and health care to our awareness to achieve our greatest human potential as individuals, family, community, in the continent, and on in the globe. Karen, are you there?
I am here, Colette. Good morning.
What a pleasure. Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. We're getting all revved up for our big meal tomorrow, the American meal.
The Thanksgiving is on a different day in Canada. We already had our Thanksgiving a month back, but I just want to extend Thanksgiving, everybody having a wonderful holiday together and enjoying the big meal and all of that. And today's show, what we're talking about is about, feeling fearful and vulnerable and being able to tap into infinite potential to protect yourself and your family from disease and toxins and job loss and whatever else. There's so many issues out there that people feel threatened by. So Karen, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So it kind of came to me that fear is this energy that I often experience myself as something that can stop me from maybe taking the next step in my life that I hope to take. And often that will show up in the way of maybe somebody else is doing something that I wish I was doing or I am inspired to do, but then I'll recognize this energy or this experience that makes it feel like it's impossible for me to do that. And I'll hear the stories in my head, well, that's not possible for me, or that person's lucky they got to do that. But what it comes down to is this, what is fear? Fear is an emotion. We classify it as an emotion, but then what is an emotion? And the answer to that is it's really just simply an energy. And then if you break down energy, well, what exactly is energy? And energy is just simply a frequency vibration. And somehow that sort of takes the edge off. We have all these collective beliefs about what fear is and what's fear not and stress and all these things, but it's simply a frequency vibration. So if we look at it that way, it's almost like our bodies are like a radio receiver, right, that are tuning in to this frequency vibration. So then the question is, what is it in our being that is connecting us to this vibration? Just like a radio receiver, right, is receiving the vibrations of the waves coming in and turns it into this beautiful music. Is it possible for us to tune in to a different frequency and experience something different in our lives? And I have found through this energy work that I have been so inspired to bring into my life and the life of others that it's a very powerful tool to open our possibilities of tuning into a different frequency in our lives. And that's when things start to open up and the dreams that you thought could never happen start to effortlessly appear in our lives. And I thought that that would be a concept that we could share with the audience today and whoever's out there about maybe aspects of their lives that they feel that they're not able to open to because of this collective energy around fear that they might be tapping into.
Yeah. And, you know, really when you really boil it down, there's really two things. There's fear and there's love.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, when we choose love over fear, we tend to have a better outcome. And, you know, and when I say choose, it's like a lot of people, when they're in fear, it doesn't feel like you have a choice, but we all are operating on choice. We make choices every second of every minute of every day. And so we can choose to feel the fear instead of running from it and face it and, you know, just ask ourselves, what is this really about? And, you know, quite often what happens is when people are feeling a so-called negative emotion, what happens is it's really just like a reaction. And quite often we have accumulated, you know, reactions because of, you know, underlying weaknesses to other times when we felt the same way. Under similar circumstances.
Right, right.
You know, and you know, as we know, like quite often the news, like the media out there, a lot of the time, I mean, if we watch the news, what happens is we see a lot of what's going wrong instead of what's going right. But on the other side, if there's that much wrong going, I don't know if that makes sense. If there's that much wrong going on, then there's got to be, because the laws of the universe are, you know, cause and effect, give and take. Mm-hmm. And so on the other side of what's going wrong, there's got to be the same amount going right. We just don't hear about that quite as much, you know.
Right. Well, the going right doesn't always attract as big of an audience and make as much money.
Yeah.
As so far as the media goes. Yeah.
You know, when you think, you know, energetically, how, you know, we have our authentic self is actually like people are taught and we assume that we are actually human beings, but we're not really human beings. We're conscious beings that are living in a human body. And, you know, what that means is that, you know, we are focusing a lot of the time on the third dimensional world, the aspects of ourselves on the physical plane. And we, you know, we can, we want to make sure that we're doing, looking at the whole being. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. My guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. We will be right back to make some more shift happen.
Well, you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I said, I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you. Found someone else. I guess I won't be coming round. I guess it's all.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Karen Campbell-Benton. Before we continue, Karen, can you just share your contact information with people in case they would like to get in connection with you?
Yes. You can go to my website. It's intuitivelivingny.com. My email is karen@intuitivelivingny.com. And my cell phone number or number for my office is 917-685-1528. You can reach me at any one of those modalities, and I would be excited to speak with you.
Awesome. And we do have a caller on the line, Kelly from Ontario. Are you there, Kelly?
I am.
Hi, Kelly. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thank you very much. Yeah, I called in.
Snowing in Ontario also?
No, we've had rain. We've had snow, rain, and wind.
Yeah, I woke up to, I'm in Kelowna, BC, on the other side of the Canada from you, and we have like about 4 inches of snow overnight, and my Tibetan Terrier, who was bred as a mountain dog, is afraid to go out in the snow now.
Oh.
It was pretty funny. I was like, you know snow.
Yeah, should know snow.
But it's been a while since you've seen this much. So what can we do for morning, Kelly?
Yeah, I called in last week at the top of the hour. I think the power of your work had me pick up the phone. I had not realized it was at the end of the show. So anyway, you mentioned a call back. And so I'm calling back, and it's with regards to public speaking. I mentioned that I don't mind the one-on-one, but when it comes to group conversation, anything like that, I just can't seem to do it, and I want to I want to overcome that. I've made up my mind it's going to happen, and I feel strong to that. I just need some help.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, because I like to get a baseline, where are you on a scale of 0 to 10? And when you think about speaking in public and you think about, you know, the fears around that, 10 being
the word. Yeah, I'm better since last week, but I'd say today I'm like a 6, 7.
Okay. Karen, are you picking up what's going on?
First thing, but I would ask you, when you're standing up there, where do you feel it? Like, even if now, if you were, you know, imagine that you're standing up and getting ready to speak publicly, what if just kind of scan your body and tell me where you feel it?
In my head area, like everybody.
That's so interesting because what's coming up for me is your eyes. It's almost like when you get up to public speak, your sense of sight almost overtakes and disconnects you from your heart center, so that you can just be speaking from your heart and kind of being connected within yourself. It's almost as if your eyes take over and they're focusing on so much. So what the first thing I want to do is seeing the truth would be an aspect of that comes up as a weakness. So I want to just strengthen you to all your accumulated experiences that you perceived as being not good, where you saw the truth about yourself, about your family, about your parents, about your future generations, or even about your ancestors. So we just strengthen you that to 100% infinite potential and delete zero minus infinity, and then separate that from your future experiences of seeing the truth, right? So there's an aspect of when you're seeing out in your public speaking, there's a fear that they're going to show you the truth about you. And then there's a projection that that truth will not be something that you will be seeing in a good light. So let's just strengthen you to that 100% infinite potential and all the accumulated emotions. So you're thinking, feeling, and emotions can separate and integrate as they need to. And then we strengthen your sort of your heart brain. So your ability to tap into relationships within yourself, the relationship between seeing the truth, not seeing the truth, hiding from the truth, not hiding from the truth, and just being neutral. Integrate and separate all those five aspects. And then if for a moment, if you can imagine your energy just coming down from your head and settling into your heart and then into your pelvis, where your sexual chakra is and your energy and your vitality for life, so that when you're public speaking, the energy comes from the integration of those two aspects, your heart and your deeper knowing in your sexual chakra. And there's an opening relationship between the two. Okay, now think about public speaking right now. Does it feel the same or different?
Different. I've had a major shift.
Great.
Yeah,
that's
I feel
awesome. Where are you at now? She's like, I don't even know where I am.
No.
I know
no,
that feeling. Truly. It's the best, right?
Yeah.
What was the problem again?
I don't
again?
Even know where my head is. Yeah, I'd say for sure like a 1.
Awesome.
Yeah, and her perception, your perception is actually having a challenge catching up with all of the energetic shifts that just occurred because it happened so fast. It's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, I felt it.
Yeah, you can actually feel it. And what's really important for a lot of people to recognize, when Karen said that about your eyes, what I'm getting, the little bit that's left, is that many times when people think about speaking in public, they're thinking about hearing and they're thinking about speaking, but they're not recognizing that many of the energetic weaknesses around speaking in public are actually come from being seen in public. And then also I was getting when she said that automatically when you are looking out into the audience, you're picking up the fears from them of if they were up there speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so when you speak from your heart and when you're connected to your heart in that way, what happens is you're in a position where you can actually really feel you could speak about anything because you're speaking from your heart. So that's really cool. Whereabouts are you at now?
The only thing that's coming up for me is a fear of being really emotional, not being able to speak from that point when I come from my heart.
Okay, well, emotion is something that you can feel when you speak. to connect yourself with the audience, but you don't have to actually feel the emotion as intense as you feel it when, you know, like when things first happened. It, you know, marketing people will tell you when you get up to speak in public that you, when you're speaking from your heart, if you show emotion, that's not a bad thing. It connects you to the audience. So we just strengthen that for you, that if you get into that emotion, that you would be able to control it, that you would be able to, like, sort of observe yourself in that emotion instead of actually being in the emotion. You know, Karen, do you have any more to share
with
us?
Yeah, so what comes up is, so the speaking from the heart, I think, can be strengthened when you are effortlessly connected to your creative, intuitive ability to process the emotion that's coming up, right? So, you know, we think we need all these steps and we need to think about how to, you know, quote unquote, deal with the emotion, right? Or we take drugs or all those other collective influences that we've been exposed to in our current culture. But what I want to do is strengthen, again, that sexual chakra to all the misinformation, misperceptions, and miscommunications around what emotion is. You know, as I kind of started the show off with, we're speaking about this fear, you know, well, what is an emotion? We have all these collective energies that surround, that we tap into when we even use the word emotion. But again, we have to remember emotion is just an energy. Emotion is a word, a linear word that we use for energy. And it's our perceptions that, you know, that deem whether that emotion is good or bad. And those perceptions are so very often off, right? Emotions have a purpose. A little bit of fear gets you moving. You know, Chinese medicine believes this. Grief allows you to let go of the past so that you can move into the future. Worry allows us to get the essence out of life. So what I want to do is just strengthen the physical intelligence, the structural integration, and the fitness of your sexual chakra, of that fire, your feminine goddess fire, for you to connect to the intuition and the creativity to effortlessly process those emotions and connect to the fact that they are just energy, right? And they can effortlessly be processed on the spot.
Awesome. So, Kelly, how are you feeling?
Free.
Yeah, free. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so
you know,
much.
I can feel you shifting in a big way. And feel free to email me at info@thetruthisfunny, and or you can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com and just let us know how you're coming along. You know, public speaking, most people surveyed would rather die than public speak. So there's a huge collective influence around that. And, you know, when we come back, Karen, you and I, we have to take a short break here. When we come back, what we'll do is we'll talk about public speaking and the fears around that a little bit more in case there's other people out there that also have this same issue. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can call in if you want to have an opportunity here to shift your life for better. The call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And you're, you know, we're willing to work on pretty much any issue. Today, Karen and I are focusing on the fears that are out there because these days there's a lot happening out there, you know, that's in the news and in the media that really can throw people off center just by connecting with it. The collective influence right now, just tuning in energetically, is there's a holiday going on in the United States, and so we want to strengthen people to that. Also, I think in the upcoming segment, we'll strengthen people to being able to speak with their loved ones at Thanksgiving. This is Colette Marie Steffen with Karen Campbell-Benton, and we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
We've already said
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have an amazing woman here with me today, Karen Campbell-Benton, and we are taking callers. We have several callers on the line. Just before the break, we were talking about public speaking and about Thanksgiving, and so we have so many callers on the line. I think we'll just go to the next caller for now. It's Anne from New Rochelle. Are you there, Anne?
Hi, yes, Colette. How are you?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay. What can Karen and I do for you today?
Hi. I'm having some difficulty with, you know, two different relationships in my life. One being my husband and I are planning on separating, which is something we've been talking about for a long time, but has sort of just become a little more real in the last couple of weeks. We are still currently in the same house under the same roof for the most part.
Okay. Okay, and so let's work on this. So on a scale of 0 to 10 right now, how does it feel to you, 10 being the absolute worst, at the thought of separating?
I would say an 7 or 8.
Okay. What happened as soon as I said that is it's not so much the thought of separating, it's the thought of separating and it not happening. And so, you know, we can test energetically. Are you strong to separating from this person, or are you strong to staying with this person? And we want to get you strong to your choices here. How long have you been married?
Mm-hmm. 15 years.
Okay, what came up in my head was forever.
I didn't get it at first, and then it just kind of hit me. Yeah, okay.
See, this is what's coming up. It's really interesting that right before the holidays, people get really kind of freaked out at the thought of separating because it's like, not before the holidays. And that's when I separated, is right before Christmas, a week before. You know, this is really common. I'm going to work on that in the background. I want to see, Karen, what are you picking up here?
Yeah, you know, okay, give me one second. But separating feels like just a general weakness. So, I just want to strengthen you on a very general body, mind, spirit of separating, you know, so there's a weakness to the body and the mind and the spirit even separating, right? The spirit, you know, likes to be intertwined with the mind, which then likes to be intertwined and impact the physical body. So I want to strengthen you to mm-hmm. all the spiritual experiences, karmas around I owe you, you owe me, separate, you know, you're separate from me, I'm separate from you, and then all those intertwined matrices that happen with your body, mind, and spirit. So that if you're having a spiritual experience, we can separate that from your, you know, if you're working out a spiritual experience, we can separate that from your mind. If you're in your mental body, we can separate that from your physical body, but then also integrate them as necessary instantaneously on the spot. So let's just strengthen you 100% infinite potential so that you can support kind of grounding yourself and connecting to your insight. So even saying insight feels pretty weak for me for, you know, when I tune into you. So I want to strengthen mm-hmm. your insight again in your core. So your creative, intuitive aspect of your being, your spiritual, your mind, body, and your mind and your bodies, creativity and intuitive aspect to support you in effortlessly resolving each issue that comes up in a day.
Yeah, and can I ask, do you have children?
Yes, I have 3 children.
Okay, what age are they?
14, 11, and 9.
Okay, yeah, it's coming up. You're weak to separating the children from the family unit is what's coming up. And so we want to strengthen that for all the children involved here, mm-hmm. that all of the energy coming in from that. And also I was working on some psychic energy behind this of, you know, when we say till death do us part, there's like a real weakness coming in for you that you don't want. Like it almost feels like it's like a death. And death is very similar to birth. It's a transition. So we just strengthen you to that, that it's common for people to feel death when they're making major transitions. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, mm-hmm. that it's not like a physical death so much as it is a death of the way things were, and strengthen you to all of that, all of the life experiences that you've had on a spiritual level. All the psychic energy coming in around that. I would just like to check in with you right now. And when you think about separating right now, how does it feel? Does it feel the same or different?
It feels different. I've been feeling confused, I think. And I think there's less confusion for me.
You know what? Another thing just came up, Colette, when you were talking, and it's like death of brain living. So death of linear, the shoulds and the should nots and the coulds and the could nots. So it's just strengthening you to the perceived death of living from the brain and strengthen you to the power of living from your heart, you know, really opening up to your heart and just kind of maybe take a deep breath in and imagine all those neurons in your brain kind of being melted and bathed in the sort of loving energy of your heart energy as it just expands up towards your head, down towards your feet. Take a nice deep breath in, opening to the possibilities of this heart-centered living that you are stepping into, letting go of the shoulds and the coulds and the woulds and I coulda and I woulda, you know, all that. And opening to this heart-centered energy where you just step into the inspiration and the creativity of being in the flow of your life.
There, I can feel that shifting big time. I was seeing, while you were talking, Karen, I was seeing a picture of her heart. You know how they all show a broken heart?
Yeah.
And so we just strengthen that your heart's not broken, that you're not going to break the hearts of your children. Your heart's not going to be broken. Your spouse's heart isn't going to be broken. That you're all actually going to step into a more heartfelt way of living and empower you to all of you to that. So the family,
so the possibilities that the family unit can open up to a different type of living. You know, that is actually, even though culturally it feels like you're cutting yourselves off to something, you're actually, despite what's on paper and what's on fact, opening to your heart-centered potential as a family unit to live, maybe not physically together, but in this heart-centered energy.
Cool. So when you get in touch with it now, Anne, how does it feel?
It feels better. I think thinking about it from that way, from my heart, is different. It's different than my head.
Yeah,
and I forget about my heart.
So we'll just strengthen you to consistent steps of action towards moving towards this goal with ease and effortlessness. That it's a lot of psychic energy coming in from outside of you, a lot of external forces about how, you know, getting divorced is bad and separating is bad and all of that. And we just strengthen that intuitively. That you would be able to be very strong with your children and with what's going on in it, so that on an emotional, it's coming up mental, emotional, and psychological. So not wanting to hurt your children is the number one weakness. Mm-hmm. And so lots of children get hurt every day, you know, when we talk about it from that perspective. And the tension in the home I'm getting around this, it, in many ways I'm getting that your children will also be relieved. And so we just strengthen that finding communication. Yeah.
So there's an element of not knowing, and there's a wisdom in not knowing and just being in the energy of not knowing. And the heart's okay with not knowing because it finds, you know, it just steps into the flow and what needs to arises. So I just want to strengthen your spine, your central nervous system, your cerebral spinal fluid, your cranial brain, your tail brain, and then even the nerve fibers going to and from the spine to the wisdom in not knowing. And just being with not knowing and how that not knowing can effortlessly radiate to your children to finding, to being in the space and the wisdom of not knowing and opening to the answers arriving when they do, in the time that they do, in the space that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So where are you at right now, Anne?
I'm glad I called.
Awesome.
I'm glad I called.
I'm glad you did, too. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. We will be taking a short break here, and we will be right back. We have time for one more caller, and we will be back in a moment to make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And my guest today is Karen Campbell-Benton. Her and I are joining forces today, and we've been clearing energy for some callers. And I'm just going to get you, Karen, to share your contact information one more time with the listeners, so if they want to, they could, you know how to contact.
Okay, so you can email me, Karen, at intuitivelivingny.com. You can go to my website, which has more information, www.intuitivelivingny.com. Or you can also call cell phone number 1-917-685-1528. We are looking forward to popping in. It feels like there's maybe one or two more people out there that want to join this energy that seems to be increasing in its radiance all the time. So
yeah, it's building. You can feel it.
I'm excited to be a part of it. So look forward to hearing from you.
We are taking callers. We have several callers on the line, and I think we'll just go to the next caller for now. What I was picking up is integration between the left and the right side of the brain, because I'm getting that, just getting you strong to that. This is coming up for me like that. You have several personalities that are involved here when you get involved in like psychic work. And so it's more coming up. It's really not, I'm not getting anything around the information that you're getting in so much. as more the fact that you got information in such a powerful way and on two different, in two different ways. And so let's just strengthen you to that, that, you know, the light and the dark, that you cannot have light without dark, and you cannot have dark without light. And you can see this in the yin-yang symbol. In every, in the white part, there's a black dot, and in the black part, there's a white dot. And this is significant, I'm getting for you, because you're shifting in a way right now where what people would call hallucinations, it's more coming up that it's your perception and being able to see things in a different way through your intuition. We want to strengthen you to have strong perception attached to that intuition, so that you have the, that the insight that you want to have from the experience, we're going to strengthen you that it's not good, it's not bad, it's just an experience that you've gone through. You don't have to label it in any way, that you could just allow the information to continue flowing through. And strengthening that through all the chakras in your body. Number one, the as Karen said, the crown chakra and the base chakra were weak. So it's almost like you have this, we all have like a torus of information. And it's kind of, you can picture it kind of like a, you know how a whale has the water coming out of the spout at the top of the head? Just allowing that energy to move out of the top of the head, allowing it to spin around your body and then move back up, down through your feet, and pull that energy all the way up through your spine and pull it back up through the head, and just allow it to keep expanding and accelerating. How are you feeling right now?
Better.
Yeah, like yeah, I can feel it like shifting. It's just about having being strong, to having the confidence to be able to sort through what the information. And this is really something that a lot of people are experiencing on the planet right now, because with the internet, we've never had such access to information. Information equals energy. And so as we take in more information, we're taking in more energy. And sometimes it can feel a little bit uncomfortable in the body, because it's we're not allowing it to flow in that way. So we just strengthen you to that, allowing it from your crown chakra all the way to your base chakra, that you're strong to that, and that any fear that does come up, we just strengthen you to be able to look at it as an observer, and then let it go, and then move into your potential here to move forward. On a scale of 0 to 10, where are you at right now?
Probably about a 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's moved
and
down
it's so
quite
amazing.
A bit. Karen, do you have anything else?
Yeah, so just the nuclear membrane, so the membrane around your nucleus, we just want to strengthen it for receiving. You know, so there's an element of ungroundedness in the centered core. So I just want to strengthen the nuclear membranes for allowing all these shifts into the core, so that you can connect to the core and the core energy of the earth and the core energy of all the cells out there to support the groundedness.
I wish I had emailed you earlier. I didn't know what to do. I called someone who was recommended to me. She's a strong Christian, and she suggested I get it out of the house and burn it. And
okay, well,
I,
you know,
I don't
if
know.
You're, burning things is cool. If that,
but she felt like it was, you know, you don't know where it came from. Why were you drawn to it in the first place? And it could be some really bad.
Okay, so let's just strengthen everybody to the fears around their intuition and psychic energy. We've run out of time here, so we need to just say goodbye here. Actually, I can't believe the radio show went by so quickly. Karen, I want to thank you so much for you know, being here with us. It was really awesome connecting with you in this way. And thank you to all the callers that called in. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you can reach me at www.thetruthisfunny.com and energeticupgrade.com. Until next week, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving in the United States. Bye for now.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.